Good afternoon. I'm Karen Czar, and this is One-on-One with WUKY. As the Fayette County School Board gets ready to meet for a work session this afternoon, with the mask issue being on the agenda, we wanted to touch base one-on-one with Superintendent Dr. Demetrius Liggins. Dr. Liggins, here we are about a month into the new school year. What is your assessment as to how things are going so far?
Overall, I tell you, it's been a good start to the school year. Obviously, we're having some issues that are prevalent throughout our community and throughout several industries in our nation. But as far as every day with teaching and learning and getting kids into classrooms and working once they're there, that's going really well. So I'm very pleased about that.
And you had said when we spoke right before school started that you definitely wanted to be hands-on. And I know obviously there are COVID restrictions which limit what you can and can't do. But I do know that you have made a point of being as hands-on as you can be. Is that still the case?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I've set a goal of being in classrooms every single one of our campuses this semester. And I've actually begun that. In fact, this morning I was at a campus walking around with a principal and going into classrooms and meeting kids and teachers. And I'll be doing the same thing this afternoon. So it's taking up quite a bit of my time, as it should. And it's really helping me just seeing what's going on in our classrooms and in our building. So that's the part I love the most about my job. So I'm really looking forward to continuing that.
And you were very adamant that you wanted to make sure and want to continue to make sure that students remain in the classroom, if at all possible. And that's something you accomplished at your previous post. Are you feeling it's possible?
Yeah, well, I will tell you, teachers are tired. You know, families are tired. It's a lot this school year to, you know, we're asking everyone to be in person, but yet we're not necessarily able to provide bus transportation every morning or afternoon when we're, you know, having to send kids home randomly for quarantine and all the things that just come with having school during this environment. It's really frustrating and it becomes a bit overwhelming to a lot of our folks from time to time. But I still am committed to that goal. I do know that that's the way that our students learn best. And our teachers are definitely appreciate the fact that we're doing that. But we also have to manage the fact that, you know, folks are tired. Some people are frightened based on the conditions the Delta variant has brought in. And it does come with its challenges, but that is still my committed goal because I strongly believe that's what's best for children.
Dr. Liggins, what was your reaction to the passage of Senate Bill 1, and what do you hope the school board decides tonight regarding masking?
Well, I will tell you that, I mean, there are some good things in the bill that was passed, obviously, that will really help us out. And there are some things that I wouldn't necessarily put in myself if I had a vote. But overall, I think I do appreciate the General Assembly going back into session. And I definitely appreciate the governor for calling the session in order to discuss these things. My recommendation to the board this evening, of course, this is the purview of the board and they have full authority to vote as they would like. But the recommendation I'm making to them is that we continue to require universal masking throughout our schools.
And to clarify, that's indoor masking.
That's indoor masking, and that's for visitors, students, staff, and faculty, everyone that comes into our buildings, yes.
What were the portions of the bill that you liked?
Well, I think it was Section 8 of the bill allows districts to employ individuals as short or long-term subs that have at least 64 hours of college credit. So basically what that does, that allows some of our student teachers to come on as subs or as permanent subs in our classrooms and have qualified individuals who, although they may not be completely done with their degrees, they've had quite extensive amount of training in the classroom, and that can help us actually do that. There was another part, Section 11, that waived the 170-day minimum school requirement and allows us to do the hours, so that if we do have to shut down buildings, that very well may not require us to make up those days, depending on the amount of days we have. And Section 9 and 10 of the bill was very exciting as well, because it allowed retirees to come back earlier than they usually would in order to come help us out as well in some of our short-staffed areas. Because as you know, we're short-staffed in several areas, not only buses that are front of mind on a daily basis, but we also, and we're short in our cafeteria staff, our custodial staff, and even our classroom teachers, we have shortages. So we're trying to find as many ways as we can to fill those vacancies and to make sure that we're helping our campuses and our kiddos as much as possible.
One last issue I wanted to touch base with you on is, of course, the ongoing, not just in Fayette County, but across the country, bus driver shortage. I know that sub pay has been increased and you're looking at other ways that you can get more drivers. How do you think that is going so far, and what else can we do to help solve this problem?
It's going slow and steady. We have had drivers that actually have come on and going through the process, and we have some that are actually nearing the end of the process that will be able to start driving in a matter of weeks. And we're constantly recruiting and making sure that we're looking at a variety of unique ways to recruit and possibly partner with other agencies in order to help us with that. So some ways that the community can help, obviously, one of the biggest is with our food service shortage. We have several staff members at the central office level and at the campus level that have gone and gotten their food handler's license and are working on a daily basis or as necessary in cafeterias across our district. That's a fairly easy license to get. Our district is willing to pay for it if anyone is interested, and either parents who would love to volunteer and serve a meal one or two days a week, or if they'd like to sign up as a substitute for that time. It's not nearly as rigorous of a process to get as the bus driver's license, and it would really help us out tremendously. So that's one great way that the community can definitely provide some assistance.
Dr. Liggins, is there anything else you'd like to add for our listeners before we run out of time?
Yes, I would like to add that just really want to share my appreciation to our families for their patience as we continue to work through many of the issues that this pandemic has brought on. Sometimes progress is quite slow and much slower than we all would like, but please do not take that as a sign that we're not working diligently to make improvements to the many systems that we realize we need to impact. So just really wanted to go on record thanking our families and our community for their continued patience and to let them know we are working and hopefully some relief is in sight.
We've been talking with Fayette County Public Schools Superintendent Dr. Demetris Liggins on WUKY's One-on-One. I'm Karen Czar for 91.3 WUKY.